I wanted to comment on yesterday. I was talking about the importance of davening b'tzibur, if you remember, because here in Siman Pei Tes, the Chabad is discussing the halachas of tefillah, but I just happened to, if you recall, mention the significance of davening b'tzibur, and I thought I just wanted to add something which is found in Siman Tzadik. Look in Siman Tzadik Sif Tes, just to show you this halacha. It's a very significant din. So, the Mechaber says here, Siman Tzadik Sif Tes. Everyone have it? That's
Yishtabel Adam.
Yishtabel Adam is part of Sakneses in Matzibur. Tells you, what's very fascinating is the language of the Mechaber. Yishtadel. How do you translate the word Yishtadel?
Yeah.
You should try. So some wanted to argue against the position of Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, who argues otherwise, I'll discuss in a moment. Some argue, Yishtadel. I have to try my best to daven b'tzibur. Which sounds like, if I can't, I'm not obligated to, shall we say, go out of my way. That's what the ones of Yudai Kaloshan Mechaber. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the God of Ador, proves otherwise. I can't go into all the details right now, but I want to discuss one aspect of this in a moment. I'll just read this halacha first. So, Al Chathila wants you to try to daven in a shul. That's clear. As I said, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that is a Chiyam Mikir Adin, because I mentioned yesterday, if you recall what we spoke about, there's a distinction between, if you remember, a cherev and a keshet, a sword and a bow. That the Targum at the end of Parshas Vayechi, when he translates Bechabi Bekashi, translates Betzlusi Ubeusi, one refers to Tila B'tzibur, one refers to Tila B'yochid, and obviously Tila B'yochid is much less effective than Tila B'tzibur, because the tzibur has many, many schuyot. The tzibur has many merits that you will not find that a yochid has. Chicago, wow, thank you very much. Such fine and wonderful people we have here. Hashem should bless you all.
Amen.
Anyway, so there's no question that even a great person, we don't necessarily assume that his tefillos are going to be answered. Rav Moshe says that yishtadel does not mean yishtadel. I'm reading Siman Tzadik to test because of what I spoke about yesterday. But it means that a person is mechuyev. I want to read further. Let's say you're an honest. What does an honest mean? There's an unavoidable situation. There's a Mishabura probably over there somewhere. There are a few. In Chelek Aleph, they're doing Siman Tes. Siman Tzadik, rather. Sif Tes. So let's say a person is an onus. You simply are in an unavoidable situation. Sometimes it happens. A person is a chole. A person is sick. A person is not in a position to daven in a shul. So what should you do? You're chavin l'spalo b'shor shatzim b'spalo. What's number two? If I can't go to shul, then I should try to daven at the same time that the Sibur davens. The Ramah is who are dibri adam hadorim b'yishuvim in the minyan. That's you live in Ashkash. I think that's the name of the city we mentioned the other day. Ashkash is where? What state?
Wisconsin.
Wow, what a bikinis. Anyway, so if you live in Ashkash, there's no minyan. How do I know there's no minyan in Ashkash? I looked into the matter. Mikol v'kom bo yispalo shachas ve'arbes man shatzib mispalolim. You should be mispalo shachas ve'arbes during the time that the Sibur davens. I just want to read a bit further. Let's say a person is an ones, and I don't daven when the tzibur davens, and I'm daven b'yachidus. What should you try to do? Go to shul. Wow. Because even if I can't go to shul and daven with the minyan, at the time that the minyan is davening, the mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kama said, what should I do? Number one, I should try to daven at the time the tzibur is davening. And number two, if I can't do that, go at least to the shul itself, and davening in the shul means davening in a shul is considered to be something which has great significance. Now there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes, and he quotes it actually, in Parakhesa L'Tzila, Halach Aleph, the Rambam says, Tzila Tzibur Nishmas Tomid. You hear that? Hashem always listens to the Tzila of a Tzibur. Tomid! Even if there are people in the Tzibur who are, shall we say, not so ay-ay-ay, their behavior leaves a lot to be desired. Their transgressors. The peak of Tzorah Chodim, the Shati Vatsum Matzibur, V'lo Yisvalo B'yochid, never Dabim B'yichidus, Kol Man Shechot Yisvalo B'tzibur. And the Ram Mez over here, Kol Mishesh B'saknes B'yiro B'yid Yisvalo B'o Matzibur, Nikro Shochim Ra. That's not a good thing. There's a shul that you are capable of Dabim and you don't do so. What do we call you? Shochim Ra. What does that mean? A bad neighbor. So the Chavetz Chaim, you probably are familiar with the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, I imagine you probably studied it. So he writes at the end of his Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, he points out that what is the pshat in that Gemara? Shochein Ra. Why is a person called a Shochein Ra if you don't daven b'tzibur? So he points out, what is a Shochein Tov? A Shochein Tov is someone who's a good neighbor, correct? It's always good to have good neighbors. Chazal speak a lot about Shkenim Tovim.
Yep.
About having, yes, that's correct. A Mishnah Pirkei Avos, also Gemara Zalov Shas. I talk about Shemin Tobin having actually good neighbors.
By Moshe
and
Korach also.
Excellent. Rashi quotes it on the spot. Tov v'tzadik v'tov v'shreino. Or the Rosh Hashanah, Rashi and Korach. Outstanding. We have people who are bekiyim here in Pala Torah Kula. It's wonderful. But anyway, the point being that when the tzibur davens, so automatically the Chafetz Chaim writes the malochim. That's what he writes over there. The malochim come. And they open up Shari Shamayim, and their tefillos are going to be accepted, irrespective of what is going to happen. Hashem, the person has to be a chidus, so he doesn't necessarily have those kinds of schusim that are available to him. So it's very significant to daven b'tzibur, and that's what my father, Alav HaShalom, taught me decades ago, from the time I'm 5 years old, I'm not exaggerating, to daven b'tzibur. And the course of the last, I don't say it with braggadocio, I just say it just the Matthias. That in the last, I don't know how many decades, maybe I missed Tefillah B'Tzibur a few times. And mostly because of situations of ones, which was not in my control. But I just point out to you, there's a sefer, Rav Chaim Alojina. He wrote a Pesha Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. You're probably familiar with it. Maybe you'll never Shachai better. But Ruach Chaim and Pirkei Avos, I've used very often. So he points out a very striking Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that the Mishnah says, Al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Oh, you know the Mishnah. Beautiful. The Mishnah says, Al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. What does that mean? Striking Mishnah. You ever remember that expression? Al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't be, let's just translate the words literally. Don't be a rasha.
Before yourself.
Before yourself, or by yourself. What does that mean? He says, you know what it means? Don't daven b'yechidus. What a shot. Al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't daven b'yechidus. Why? Chas v'shalom, a person without the b'yachidus might be called a Rasha. A Rasha is not a good appellation to have. Not at all. But all of you are tzaddik and gemurim, so I don't have any concern whatsoever. Because someone who davens b'yachid says, you have to have a lot of kavana. You have to muster up all the kavana in the world. In order to be, shall we say, assured that the tefillos are going to be answered. And it's very hard, I'm going to say to harabim, to have the proper kavana. As it is, it's hard to have proper kavana. Correct? So the fact of the matter is that this is a very significant thing. If you remember the Gemara in Brachas, you probably, just one second, there's a Gemara in Brachas, you probably remember it, I'm sure. But you have a tremendous, I have everything here. I am supposed to, it says, Ashrei Mishabalakan v'talmuda v'yada. Some people are going to say after 120 years, Ashrei Mishabalakan v'smartphone v'iPhone v'yada. I can't say that, so I have to have at least Talmud of Yoda. That's what it says in my Gemara. Maybe your text has a text of a smartphone of Yoda. You know what that means? Ashrei is the person who's going to come here after 120 years, and what will he have to produce? Smartphone, iPhone. I will hope to say Ashrei Mishabala Kam the Talmud of Yoda. So the Emek Bracha, Harav Kamranshik, you know him, a Talmud of the Ristorok. So he has in Hilchot Brichas Kriyas Shema, a beautiful sefer. By the way, you should be familiar with his book. So he said, even though there's a mind of tefillah b'tzibur, that the tefillahs are always going to be answered. However, he says that it's not just time mitzvah d'avonah. He brings the Gemara in Brachas. Where's that Gemara? On Dav Zayin. It used to be here. It's still here. So the Gemara says here on Dav Zayin, very strange Gemara. I'll just read the Gemara to you. I'm just commenting on what I said yesterday, if you don't mind. Just to add, thank you. I have your haskama, that's very good. So it says here, the Gemara records a conversation between two Amoraim that one said, my time of Osimar, why did you not come to Beit Knishto the Tzli? Why did you come to Shul to Daven? He apparently gave him Musa. Why did you come to Shul to Daven? So he Omalei lo yachilna, I couldn't come. There was some reason that prevented him from coming to Daven. So the Gemara says, Omalei lechanfi mar asar v'litzi, why don't you gather 10 people in your home? To double dominion, it was too hard for me. Wow. And the Gemara leaves with that. Yes, Rav Kamaranchik, a Talmud of Risk of is Avil v'Salavetchik. You know Avil, an uncle of Rav Soloveitchik, the famous Brisker dynasty, the brother of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Chaim Brisker, the grandson of the Beis Halevi, going all the way back to the Vilna Gaon in Baloshim, and the Rav Chaim Baloshim. What kind of a time is this? I wasn't able to. If you say that what, that the chiyuv of davening b'tzibur is like any other mitzvah, mitzvah d'avodah l'mazonah. So I can't do a mitzvah, I can't do a mitzvah. What kind of a time is this? Tzricha d'milsa? And as I said, the fact that this such a time is even entertained shows you that there's an element here, apparently, which is unusual, extraordinary element in this mitzvah of Tzvila B'Tzibur, which perhaps doesn't exist with reference to any other mitzvah. I'll just mention to you that Rav Moshe Feinstein, I told you a moment ago, in the second chapter of the Vigros Moshe, he comments on this Yishtadel, the Lashon of Yishtadel. Because Yishtadel sounds like that you have to try your best, but if you can't do it, you can't do it. He says, no, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Gemara points out, it's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, actually, yo, you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. So why don't we just show it to you? Why should we be in Shulchan Aruch? It says over here, look at Siman Tes Zayin. Siman Tzadik, Siman Tes Zayin, if you don't mind. Did I see everything inside? You have that? You trust? Siman Tzadik, Siman Tes Zayin. Ha'olik Baderech V'Yiyah L'Yir. This is a comment from Gemara Pesachim. Someone is walking, or someone actually is traveling, V'Yiyah L'Yir. V'Rotza L'Olam Bo. You want to stay in the city overnight? Let's say the distance to the shul is 4 milim. We'll get to in a second what that means. But it's a certain distance. And then you can get a minyan. So then what does it say? So you have to go there. What about going back? Let's say you're moving in this direction. In order to daven, you would have to go backwards. So the chaper says, so about meal, less. Today, this balab basara. So Rav Moshe says, what do you see from this Gemara? And you see from the Shulchan Aruch, at least according to Rashi over there, that it's a chiyuv. It's an obligation, a mitzvah on a person, correct? That you have to go and travel a certain distance, in front of you, up to 4 milin, behind you, 1 mil. So even though it said earlier, yishtadel, what does yishtadel mean? Not just yishtadel, what does it mean? It's a chiyuv. You have an obligation to go ahead and do this. See from the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Gemara found twice in Shasim, Sachem and Chulin. The Gemara discusses this halacha that's mentioned here by the Mechaber in Sifte Zayin. And we just said a moment ago, the Rambam says, Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid. Don't you want your tfilas to be heard? Of course you do. And the tfilah of the Tzibur is always heard. Nishmas Tomid, the Rambam says. And that's what creates Sukhiyah. Because if, God forbid, the tfilas and tfilah were not accepted by Hashem Yisbarach, so then it would be a disastrous kind of situation. By the way, you remember the Rambam in Mishnah Torah? You probably studied the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Does the Rambam anywhere else use such a language? By Noisar. I once heard the name of Rabbi Yashiv, Zatzal. There was a famous rabbi here named Rabbi El Yashiv, one of the Dolei Ador. I mean, you probably were familiar with him. So Rabbi El Yashiv pointed out, when he mentioned this Rambam, but he started to point out another Rambam, that the Rambam says, the Hilchos Korban Pesach, I think in the 10th chapter. He's talking about Nisar. You know, the din of Nisar? What's the din of Nisar? The Torah allows us to eat a carbon a certain amount of time, correct? Different carbon is some 2 days in a night, one day in a night, correct? So if I go ahead and do not follow the prescribed time that the carbon is supposed to be eaten, and the carbon is now still not eaten, what's it called? Nisar. What does Nisar mean?
Leftover.
What's the din of Nisar? It has to be burnt. Van Nisar, the Torah says, Tisrofu, Baish Tisrofu, it has to be burnt. So the Rambam writes by the Korban Pesach, the Pasha, you know the Korban Pesach? Where's that Pasha found in the Korban Pesach? Pasha's bow, you're probably familiar with it. Is that your Bar Mitzvah Pasha? Which one's your Bar Mitzvah Pasha?
Shmini.
Shmini, wow, what a beautiful Pasha. Wow, do you know how many Inyanim you have there in Shmini? Maybe one day you'll be able to tell me. A lot of Inyanim there. A lot of beautiful Rambans in Shmini as well. A lot of Inyanim of Bichas Kohen, most of them are in the Gaza Shmini. The eighth day of the Miluim. Wow. You're a Shrecha, you're a lucky man. So anyway, so here, the Rambam says by Korban Pesach, Yishtadel. You have to make sure that you don't leave over the Psara Pesach. When are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? At nighttime. Yachlos habasa balay lazeh. Tzilyeshu matzos amarorim yachlu. And what does it say after that? Lo sasirim menu abokeh. Vanosim menu abokeh. Vayish nisrofu. You're not supposed to leave it over. It's an Yisra of Nesa. Nesa means leaving over the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam says that a person has to be Mishtadel. So what do you see? That the term mishtadel says aval yashiv can also apply to what? To mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that you're mechuyev. Because over there, the halacha is, if I leave it over, I'm over alav. What does alav mean? a negative commandment. So that's what the assumption, of course, is, that the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv gama mikadim. Not just, I didn't say over alav, but I said that it's a chiyuv gama mikadim. Even though the machabi is a lashon of what? Of yishtadel. Even though he said yishtadel, yishtadel does not necessarily mean what, I think in the dirshu, the dirshu shodach, I believe I saw there once, maybe I'm...
So the Rebbe said...
Yes, look here, number 19, you have the deer, Shoshadach. So do I, in front of me. I took it because of you. You see number 19 on page, I don't know what page this is. Kuf Chav Beis on the right-hand side. 19, Afshe Kasev Shoshadach, Yishtadol, Mashra, Sheinu Chiyav, he calls the Igris Meshe, the Haggayna, Meshe finds his Tzatzal, Shu Chiyav Beir, Mikas Hasilo. That's what I'm showing you. That the word Yishtadol is not to be understood, shall we say, the way people generally tend to understand, you have to do a ishtadlus. But rather it means that a person has to go ahead and, as best he can, that you have to go ahead and make sure that you daven dafka with a minyan. So I am very makbid, my father Hashem was very makbid, from the time I'm 5 years old, to take me to daven. What do you say?
It's very impressive.
So does yes. The Rebbe that says...
And my father's impressive, not me. I just went along for the ride.
It's so impressive.
So does the Rebbe that says you're over a lav for a noiser, and... Because it's the same lashon.
No,
so,
no,
by tefillah that you're over.
No, no, I told you that you there's no comparison.
You didn't say it.
No, he doesn't say that either. He wouldn't say that. The reason he said there's a lav by noiser because of a pasuk chumash. It says v'lo sasiru mimen rad boker, and then it says by noiser mimen rad boker. Moshe Yisrael with the Torah articulates a lav. What exactly are you chuckling about? It says v'lo sasiru mimen rad boker. Don't leave it over till the morning. V'anosu mimen rad boker. Moshe Yisrael. There the Torah uses the lashon of a lav. But certainly by tefillah there's no lav. However, the point is, if you take a look in the Orchas Yosha, Hagoyin Abchaim Kereski Shrisa, Shashem Yarech Yoma. So Hagoyin Abchaim Kereski has a sefer called Orchas Yosha. You know that sefer, it's a Musa sefer. What a gorgeous sefer. Every time I see the sefer, I start kissing the sefer. I want to kiss the Mechaber, but he's not there. So he writes over there in the sefer, Orchas Yosha, that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv gamur. But that's not a chiddush to any of you. It's Ram Shutin. That's a chiyuv gomer that you have to daven b'tzibur. It's very interesting that you probably know the there's a sefer, the Beis Yosef, your man, Abba Yosef Kara. Your man too. He's also our man. I hope you don't mind me saying that. I hope you don't mind if I join that coterie, that group of people who happen to adore and venerate Abba Yosef Kara, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. So he was visited by a Magid. Some Magid came to him. There's a whole sefer called Magid Meshorim. You know that sefer? I have a copy in my house. I don't know where it is now since I moved recently, but eventually I hope it will emerge. So anyway, the Magid appeared to the Beis Yosef, and the Magid told him, make sure that you get up early in the morning to go to shul. Gave him Musar. Why? So you should daven lefi haseder. What's the Seder? What's the proper Seder? What do you do the first thing in the morning? Davening is divided into several segments, as you know. Segment number one? Excellent. Segment two? Excellent. Next segment three? Good, you're moving ahead. No, segment three, you have to... Sukkot Dezimra, you said Sukkot Dezimra. Birchas Kriyas Shema. And segment four, Shemon Esrei. Because many people, what do? They turn the davening upside down. You know why? What time do they arrive? The middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Chazar Shashatz. Veiz Mia, Chlo Vitzlan. He says, if they do that, they're Mahape Chatzinorot. Yitzchak, translate that for them. It is not a good thing. It's Abiyah Kabbalah, they're turning worlds upside down. Ad Kedei Kach, if you take a look, the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole discussion. The other Aruch HaShulchan, nice man, a lot of nice people. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he actually brings from Rishonim, the Chachmei HaKabbalah, he brings from the Chachmei HaSod, that a person who skips, you should not, after many people think they can just literally take the davening and turn it upside down and inside out, and whenever they come, they'll say this, then they'll say that, then they'll say this, they'll turn the whole thing into one big, what do you call it?
Mishkabab,
thank you. Chas v'shalom, he says. You don't just have stam permission to go ahead. Shulchan Aruch says that if I come late to shul, Rabbi Karo. So Rabbi Karo, you guys, Rabbi Karo, he says, you can skip the whole Sukkot Dezimra. The Ashkenazim don't hold like that. But the Mechaber, she's a Hammam holds, you can skip the entire Sukkot Dezimra and start with what? After Baruch HaBriach, we have to come late. But the Mishabur calls him the Mishkas Yankin. That Mishra Nagy says you have to say at least Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. You're aware of that. You have an Ashkenazi Muvhak. A fine, outstanding Ashkenazi. Superlative. Fantabulous. So you have to say Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. You can't get away without it. But there are people who come to Shul and they turn everything upside down. Rachman Litzlan. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, the Iker, he writes in Siman Tzadik. Oh, good, we have it right in front of us. Let me just show you this. In Siman Tzadik, Sivkon Chavches, Lung Chavches. I actually saw it before. You have Siman Tzadik, Sivkon Chavches in the Mishnah Berurah? Chavches. Mishnah Berurah says, what is the Iker, Tzil B'Tzibur? Shmon Esrei. When the Gemara said you should daven, B'Vesakdes in the Matzibur, means daven with 10 people, correct, the Shmon Esrei. That's the main part of the, what's called daven B'Tzibur. You see on Chavches, yeah? And then he writes in Yeshua Shleba Kesios, you should daven in the shul that has what? The most number of people. And then he quotes the Kasrachim Yeshbur Betakesh Robam Rob Bilbo. What about if you have a shul that has a lot of people? But a lot of Bilbo. What's Bilbo? Yap, 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 yap. They're talking the whole time. Better to daven in your own home, of course, with a minion. Gather a minion of 10 people. What about if you have in the shul one person and you're in your house you have 10? Obviously, tefillah tzibur, better to daven b'tzibur. Ikar tefillah b'tzibur, tefillah shmon esrei. You hear that? Next line. Did you see what I'm reading? Yes, the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's what I said. That's the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. You have to make sure the Abba Shmon Esrei B'Tzibur with Asara. Na'ani Shizbal Asara Noshi Shem Dolom B'Yachad. V'lo Kemoshu Shechoshu Ne Hamon. Not like the Hamon things. Who are the Hamon?
The nation.
The nation. But Hamon is always not always a good term, especially in this context. It means the people who are not so literate. That they think the main reason to come is the Shmua Kaddish and Kiddush Shavach. What I told you yesterday. People come for two reasons, for sure. Kaddish and Kiddush. And which is more important? Kiddush. That's more important than the Kaddish. And he tells you, Mishnah Berurah, not like that. Then I'm not clear about that. That's a mistake. Chov al Adam, the Macher! Lom al Mesak Neses. I come here once in a while and I dine in here pretty often now. 3 days a week. I try to come earlier, even though I know I have a much, I realize I have a much shorter trip than people here.
What does that mean?
Exactly what it says. People here have a long way and come from downstairs.
Making a joke.
Yes. People have a long trek they have to make. And I have a very short trek. It's just 30 or so kilometers. And somehow I get here before then. Isn't that amazing? And I also suspect that I go to sleep after them. I also suspect that I wake up before them. So how do you do that? You know how? When you realize you're the presence of Hashem is Barach, you know what happens? You're shaking! He's always smiling, but I'm always shaking. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be Mamayah in order to come and daven properly. Yes?
If this is Chiyav to daven with a Tzibur?
Yes!
And the Mishnah Berurah writes that, this is right here. Well, I don't know exactly what this is. It's better to have a tzibur than biyachid. Even biyachid is missed the tzibur at home.
Right.
And how can you say that you can daven seeking biyachid and miss the tzibur?
Okay, I told you. That's a chiddush gadol of Mishnah Berurah. You still refuse to accept the fact that it's a tremendous chiddush. You realize it's a chiddush. There's no question about it's a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah said, we saw this yesterday and also last week, that the Mishnah Berurah paskin that if you daven seeking, but only ragil, kavua, every single day, then you could even daven the chiddush. Although it's best done by seeking with a minion. Among the thousand reasons that make Aliyah to come down to Israel, there are a lot of Basikim Minyonim here. And guess what? There are Basikim Minyonim, which means how many people down there?
At least 10.
Thank you. You should correct me. Hashem bless you. Anyway, so we have many Basikim Minyonim down to Israel. You don't have as many in Chutzar. So why would you stay there? So there are those again. Not everyone as a Mishnah Berurah is a Kiddush, but Mishnah Berurah was a Gavadol, and he's the Posek Akro, and we should know Rav Avadia. Is that some? Do the entire Mishnah Berurah by heart. He doesn't know anything else by heart. Do the whole Mishnah Berurah by heart. And his sons Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, Rabbi David Yosef, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Zatzal, and Rabbi Avraham Yosef, Sheibod V'chaim Arukim, they know the whole Mishtabura by heart. So that's what you're looking at, Mishtabura.
And who told me before there, we have your people from Temani descent.
Yeah, I asked the question. Yeah.
I forgot who told me, they from the Temani Sfar. They also believe in Davening Dominion. But it's a Rambam.
Okay, I'm just trying to stress to you the importance of coming on time before Davening Dominion. This way you don't have to turn the whole Seder upside down and become, as Avi said, the total Mishkabah that you create, Zelba Seder. There are people here sometimes I see who come in the middle of the day. I don't see them till then. Ma apshat is that? I need lomavin. Maybe you'll explain it to me. I will be honest. I am bewildered.
Me too.
Good. I am.